Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Folks, if you want to watch this here show on the internet, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues. We're live video streaming there, and we're also posting the stories that we discuss on our Facebook page. You can interact with other folks who are tuned in, joining us. So take advantage of that. Also the app, the American Family Radio app. You just download that, takes you about 60 seconds, and then you get AFR anywhere in the world, as long as you got high-speed internet. Clear as a bell on your iPhone or iPad or similar device. So that's another thing to take advantage of. And then we have podcast available at AFR.net. So if you miss a show, you want to hear it on demand, just take advantage of our podcast, AFR, at the website, AFR.net. Steve, what do you got?
Well, you know, President Biden has a crisis at the border that he's refusing to acknowledge. We've been talking about this.
That was biased news coverage right there, Steve.
It's getting worse.
Funny. How can there be a crisis? I haven't heard anything from the vice president.
You haven't.
She's in charge of that.
She is in charge of that. And we can get into that in a second. I don't know if you guys played. I guess you didn't. But interesting. He's having to deal with his border problem whether he wants to or not, and whether he's going to admit it or not. This headline came out 3 hours ago. Biden administration may start rebuilding some of the wall along the U.S. southern border, despite Joe Biden's pledge to cease all construction. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week told colleagues that some construction may be resuming along the border wall in order to plug some gaps in the barrier between Mexico and the U.S.
Really?
That's what the Washington Times is reporting. He's not going to, and Jen Psaki actually, in a word salad answer that I didn't bother recording because it just didn't make a whole lot
word
of sense,
salad.
Was asked about this, and she kind of said, yeah, the money's already been, you know.
Well, you know what's happening here? I don't know if that's symbolic or real. We'll wait and see it, or if it even happens at all, because they're going to get slammed by the left on this. There are a substantial number of Democrats in the House of Representatives, in particular, in Washington. They're up for re-election next year. They're in maybe purple districts, okay? They're going to lose if Biden doesn't get control of this invasion of our country. That we're talking millions that are going to come here. And I'm not exaggerating. It's been predicted between 1 and 2 million will come here.
Right.
This year. Well, we're already at what? 150, 180,000 a month?
Yeah.
Do the math. If that continues, time 12.
Especially as the weather warms.
Yes. And especially when everybody from around the world learns they can come to Mexico, walk up to our border, and we the welcome wagon meets them. We give out handbags and gift certificates. I'm being sarcastic here, but the point is, we're not sending people back, especially if you send your kids over here. We're just taking them in, and then we're feeding them. Giving them school, clothes. I mean, it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's a new life for these folks, even though they're held in cages, these children I'm talking about. So, as I've said before many times, and this isn't original with me, whatever you incentivize, you get more of. Biden has incentivized people coming to our country illegally, because he said a wall is immoral. He's going to give free health care for everybody who comes here illegally. I'm not making this up. This is what Biden said in the campaign. And that President Trump was cruel to keep them from coming here. Okay. So This is what we're going to have. Will the Democrats pay a price politically? Will they lose the House? Will Nancy Pelosi have to go home to her hairdresser and her ice cream in San Francisco? And visit Chinatown. Say, y'all come. And all that she did. You know what I'm talking about. But so I think they see this, at least the centrist, quote, Democrats see this as a potential, potentially costing them the House of Representatives.
Well, they're going to have a real problem, especially if they keep getting stories like this. You may have seen, it's kind of going viral. There was a young boy, he's about maybe 11, 12, 13, a Hispanic boy that was dropped off and just abandoned at the border. And there's some video. We're going to play you a little bit of sound here. It's in Spanish, but this is a border agent coming up and finding this young child that has been abandoned at the border, 14, 13, maybe 12 years old. Listen to the agony. You won't be, unless you speak Spanish, you won't be able to understand what he's saying, but basically the border agent is saying, where are your mom and dad, or what's going on? And listen to the agony of his voice, cut six.
¿Qué pasó?
Es que yo venía con un grupo de personas y me dejaron botar y no sé dónde están.
No sabes dónde están. ¿Te dejaron solo?
Pues claro, me dejaron botado.
¿Te dejaron solo botado?
Solo.
¿No vienes con mami o con papi o con nadie?
¿Ah?
¿Vienes con tu mamá o tu papá?
Nadie. Yo venía en un grupo que venía de entrega con usted y al final me dejaron botado y venía aquí a pedir a usted.
This is what's going on at the border.
Yeah, he's scared to death.
He
the little kid. He either got abandoned by the coyote, and the group that was coming, he was coming in with, or he got lost or whatever.
It was a group, and this is the translation of what he was saying. Can you help me? It is that I was coming with a group, and they abandoned me, and I do not know where they are at. So here's this kid comes to a country of 330 million people. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know where the group is he came with. He doesn't know where he should go, and he's by himself. If that kid was, and we don't really know exactly how old he is.
Cause, he looks about that, though.
Yeah. So, but he sounded like a child who's terrified, and that's what he is.
Exactly what he is.
Now, let me ask you guys this. How is this Biden's fault? Somebody might say a Democrat or something. How is that Biden's fault?
Well, first of all, why weren't you asking that question when Trump was president? Because everything was Trump's fault when he was in office. Second of all, I would say to your argument, this young man came obviously because, in your words, he was incentivized by the Biden administration.
Right. Right.
And I don't know where his parents are. If his parents were hoping he'd have a better life and going to send him with this group, and then you find your uncle, Miguel or whatever, and then you have a good life in America. I don't know where the parents are at, but they thought this is the moment that we were waiting for. Biden is president, and his policies are such.
Listen,
his policies are such.
Listen, folks, here's the bottom line. We just get right down to it. I don't know how much more elaboration this needs. President Biden, Vice President Harris, don't believe in borders. The Democrat Party, by and large, not all of them, they don't believe in borders. Okay? They don't. Now, how can you, when you say in a campaign, I don't believe in detaining people who come here illegally, furthermore, don't call them illegals, furthermore, don't call them aliens. These are the things that the Democrats say. Walls are immoral. Mm-hmm. Everything they say and do, the top brass in the Democrat Party, screams no borders. Borders are wrong. Borders are immoral. Borders stop people. So you might say, well, they're still for the Border Patrol being there. Well, they're not from detaining anybody or doing anything. So let's just call it what it is. These people in the top, the brass in the Democrat Party, Harris, the vice president, she's more open borders than, I don't know, open borders is almost an oxymoron.
Right.
How do you have an open, huh? doing away with borders? Harris doesn't believe in borders. She's further to the left than Biden. And he's put her in charge of the border situation and getting right to the bottom of it. She doesn't need to go down to Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador to find out why they're coming here. We all know why they're coming here. Biden himself said this is the same charge that Obama gave him when he was VP. He knows why they're coming here. We don't need a congressional study on this. Go ahead.
Some of the people that I'm looking at a Fox News story, the one about this young boy who they're saying is probably 9 or 10 years old now in the story. They're interviewing people who are coming across. So this one woman, Cassie Escalante, says, "We have been affected very much by the hurricane and we want a normal life. We really have nothing." Down in Nicaragua, she came up with her 9-year-old daughter. She said, "In Nicaragua, the schooling for children does not offer a good education." A Honduran, Juan Ramon Soto, said, "I want a better opportunity for my family, for my children, and to work." There you go.
Yeah.
They're not coming for asylum. That is the claim that they are being told to make.
Right. Because which is what the law allows in the United States.
The law allows you to
appeal for asylum for persecution for political or religious reasons, for example. Right?
These people are coming because they want a better life.
Yeah.
I'm a kind of split on this one. No one blames a poor person in El Salvador for wanting a better life, or maybe even for taking off and coming and seeing if they can make a better life up here at the United States, if they're going to break some laws and everything.
We can certainly understand that.
I understand that, except I do not understand how a parent can send their child, their 12 or 10, 9-year-old child with a coyote. That's just no excuse for that.
Let me ask you guys this. Is it the moral responsibility of the United States of America to take in everyone who wants to come here?
It is
Who wants a better life?
It is not.
Because what will happen is...
Yes. You call yourselves Christians?
Right. Because what will happen is this country will be overwhelmed and it will shut down and then we'll become like Honduras and Nicaragua. Okay, so the fact of the matter is our country does take in legal immigrants 1 million a year. Let's make it 2 million. I'm okay with that. Or let's make it easier for people who want to come and work seasonally and then return to their home. I'm okay with that. But you have got to have, you can't have chaos. If you have chaos, everybody
but the Democrats don't believe people coming here, migrants, for a better life, that's chaos. You disagree with them?
I do disagree with them. It is chaos if you don't know who's coming or where they're going to live or if they're just going to immediately go on welfare. We want people to come up here if they have a way to sustain themselves and their family. Otherwise, everyone else is paying for it.
I think Biden and Harris are going to let as many, whether it's 1 million or 2 million or just an unlimited number, whatever that may be, come here. And I don't think they're going to do squat to stop it. In fact, I think they'll take down, I'm going to contradict myself. They will do something, I guess, try to do something if enough Democrats who are in vulnerable House districts, like I mentioned earlier, try to say you got to do something or I'm losing on this issue. I don't know if that affects them or not, but the far left, they're for wide open territories.
And the last thing I would want to say about this, continue if you want, but is that it's not because the left and the Democrats have such big hearts and they really care about these people. They are seeing votes come across that border, and that's it. They have no more concern for the personal. I mean, look at how they're dealing. Yeah. They're letting these kids stay in these cages. Oh,
listen, this is potentially a very bad public relations problem. It already is, but it's going to get worse. You're talking about tens and tens and tens of thousands of children now that have flooded into our country since Biden was elected. And it's going to get worse. And Harris's word about her remodeling at her home. Biden, who is in many ways detached from reality, I think, on this issue and some others, they don't know what to do. except find new places to house these kids permanently. They're going to put them up in military bases. They're putting them up in the San Diego Convention Center, bringing them to Dallas, Houston, wherever. Now wanting to send them to Montana. The governor up there is saying, hold on a minute. And these waves are going to keep coming. You basically are encouraging. Tell me this. How is this not encouraging child trafficking or human trafficking?
It certainly is.
How is this not encouraging it?
And it's happening.
Because these people in Central America or Mexico, wherever, they're paying these coyotes. By coyotes, I mean people who, the cartels, right. the people
who traffic.
To get these people into the United States. And who knows? This is the ones that we know about, that we catch.
Right.
You know how much drugs and other things are pouring over our border because our Border Patrol have a child in each hand?
Well, they just caught
two terrorists.
Yeah, over on the
FBI.
U.S. terrorist watch list from Yemen.
Yeah.
They caught them. Now, Customs and Border Patrol said this is not a common occurrence, but how do they know who's coming across that wide open border?
Well, we'll see whether this costs the Democrats, but I guess what I'm a little disturbed by is that it seemingly half of our fellow citizens in this country don't care about this. I mean, if you vote for Biden, you know he's for open borders. And you're saying, I'm good with that. I mean, that's troubling to me.
Or you may have a lot of Democrats who voted for Joe Biden saying, yeah, I know, I'm not crazy about that, but issues
better than Trump.
Issues A, B, and C.
Okay.
He's better than Trump.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So it may not be that most Democrats are in favor of open borders. It may be that they just didn't like Trump.
Well, the ones who are representatives from blue districts in Texas, for example, they're being overrun. They're not in favor of open borders. They're Democrats. They're the ones saying this is a catastrophe.
What do you say to those who say, yeah, but Republicans want these people to come illegally because they want cheap labor?
I'm opposed to that rationale as well.
But I mean, so Democrats, a lot of Democrats say, yeah, but Republicans are in favor of cheap labor. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But this is potential. You start letting like some kind of disease run through these convention centers and places where we're holding. They're already having a head lice problem.
Right.
Okay, you start having...
You're going to have sexual assaults. You're going to have murders.
And they start bringing them out, drug addiction. You're going to start bringing them out. What if you start bringing out five children died today at the San Diego Convention Center because of, and fill in the blank.
Right.
And then somebody's going to say, well, Biden, this is Biden's problem. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
The corporate America continues to buy in hook, line, and sinker on the transgender and the gay lobby pressure that they're being put under. And I wanted to highlight...
Please give the letters.
LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ+/- degree.
You weren't far off.
I know.
No, you're not.
Go ahead.
Anyway, the latest company to be caught in this is Procter & Gamble. They've actually been pro-gay for a long time. And our group, group called 1MillionMoms.com has come across a Pantene ad. Pantene is a shampoo, a hair conditioner product. And Pantene has put out, this is a Procter & Gamble company, they put out an advertisement where they are highlighting a boy, a transgender, what I call a transgender boy. It's a boy that has grown his hair out long. He looks like he's 9, 8, 9. And his two moms are so proud of him, and they're using Pantene on his hair because, well, it's just that he has to look good. I want you to listen a little bit to this commercial, Cut 12.
She has always been super gender creative, and hair has been a big part of her transition. Once she told us that she identified as a girl, she immediately wanted to grow her hair out.
It made me feel good and confident, and it made my insides match my outsides.
What product is that advertising?
Pantene shampoo.
That the one of the women on there said that their child had been, always been, quote, gender creative.
Yeah.
I've not heard that one before. Have you, Ed?
I've heard gender fluid.
Gender creative. Let me ask you this. Does it not sound contradictory for – play that again and listen to her say she identifies as
– Who she is.
Who she is. Okay, my question would be, why do you have to state that she identifies as something? What you're saying is because she's really not. That's the inference.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's listen to this again.
She has always been super gender creative, and hair has been a big part of her transition. Once she told us that she identified as a girl, she immediately wanted to grow her hair out.
It made me feel good and confident.
Okay. Why do you have to say, I don't want to get too psychological on you, why do you have to say once she identified as a girl?
What? Because it's really he.
That's right.
Right, Steve, which is our point. But right. When we say that, they're saying you're bigoted.
Yes.
Huh? When we say exactly what she said, basically, what that woman said. All right, I won't be buying that product. What is that again?
It's Pantene. Pantene from Procter & Gamble. If you want to know more about this, folks, go to 1millionmoms.com. You can sign a petition to be sent to Procter & Gamble to get out of this.
1millionmoms.com. 1millionmoms.com.
1millionmoms.com.
Gender creative.
Yeah.
What? people,
be creative with your
gender.
You know
gender. What? This is stupid talk. And nobody wants to call it what it is.
Right.
Right? This kind of stuff right here. This kind of. By the way, that talk you just heard right there is totally against the Bible. And totally against Christianity. It may sound sweet. But am I right?
It's the first rebellion. Right. It's the first sin where God created man and woman. Well, no, he didn't really. We know better. We know better than God on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's trendy too for some of these, especially these Hollywood types. They have a baby. And by the way, it's always the female that has the baby. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is on that one. But it's the female that has the baby. And then they say, we're going to let our child decide what sex they are later on down the road. They don't know a gender reveal.
I've been saying, you know, nobody wants to talk to me about this issue anymore because I own it.
Ed.
Yeah, you do. I always want to say, listen, I can tell you who the boy is and who the girl is, who the man is, which one can have a baby. Okay. Now, obviously, not every woman can have a baby. I'm not talking about defects.
But they have the reproductive system.
That's right.
They were designed for that.
Which one can have a baby?
Right. Which goes all the way back to Genesis.
There you go.
God created male and female.
Right. You tell me that, I can tell you what they are.
Yeah. These same people who, when you say, you know, there's male and female, they say, yeah, you Christians, you don't even believe in science.
Yes, that's right.
Huh?
Yeah. I know. It's stupid talk. Well, that's what you said. This is stupid talk. Everyone with
two
brains.
And we're supposed to pretend like it's not.
Yes.
Because if you say anything contrary to it, stupid talk, you're a bigot.
Right.
You're a transphobe. All right. We, Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Our thanks to Fred Jackson, Abe Hamilton, Brent Creeley, our producer. Thanks to Ed for joining me today as co-host, and we shall see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great afternoon. Keep listening to AFR.